Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Krista, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Shermin and Wendy. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Krista. This is Shermin. Glad to be here with you today.
And this is Wendy. Hello, ladies, and a warm welcome to our listeners out there.
We are delighted to have Samantha Richardson back as a guest on our show today, all the way from Canada. Samantha Richardson is an accountant by day and an author by night. She helps small businesses with a social or environmental mission to get a better handle on their finances. Samantha is also an associate member of CPA Australia and a best-selling author of Manifesting a New Life, and an avid cyclist. She has always been a storyteller, and she writes fiction in her spare time.
Samantha's passion for the environment and experiences working around the world has culminated in her latest book, Ethical Profit, A Guide to Increasing Profit with Socially and Environmentally Responsible Business Practices, which she wrote to help empower small businesses to work together towards a new sustainable economy. We will be talking with Samantha about her latest book today. We had Samantha on our show previously when we talked about secrets to writing your first book. If you would like to listen to this show, you can go to Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/skies the limit, where all our shows are archived. The title of our show today is Your Business Mission Impacts Profit. So welcome back to Sky's the Limit Radio, Samantha. We are so glad you could join us on our show again today.
Oh, it's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Awesome to have you. So we have a lot of questions for you today. Let's get started. Wendy, you have the first one.
Yes, I do have the first one. So Samantha, can you tell us why you focused your book on ethical profit? Can you let us know a little bit more about that?
Sure. This is something that I have studied and been very interested in since my university days, actually, because I grew up on a farm, and I noticed that there was a lot of reluctance, shall we say, for farmers and small business owners in the area that I grew up in to be more environmentally friendly, because there was this perception that it was more expensive or it was too annoying, usually, to change the behavioral patterns of the business. Practices that were in place at the time. And then when I went to university, I noticed that there was a lot of research that had been started at that time looking into the financial impacts of businesses that become more environmentally friendly. And as the evidence sort of started to add up, it was pretty obvious to me that the only way that people would actually change their business behavior was if they were given proof and then help to see that it was actually more profitable to be environmentally friendly. And there's a lot of work that's done on this for the big companies like Walmart or Loblaws in Canada, for example. Whole Foods is a really good example of a company that his entire business is based off of an environmental and social mission, and they're doing very well, obviously. And mm-hmm. so when you can explain this and help this for small businesses, it helps them kind of benefit from those bigger companies' ethical business practices, but on their sort of small scale, in a way that actually like can help them day to day, but also year upon year, and it allows them to grow in a really sustainable way, and at the same time really helps them with the community, especially when they have a social mission, helps their standing in the community, helps their brand image for the long term, because a lot of small businesses are in it for the long term, and that can be really difficult to see on a financial level. So that's why the book is kind of helping to explain this in a very clear-cut, quantifiable, tangible way, rather than this kind of big, mythical, very abstract way that it's often talked about.
That's really interesting. And before the show, you said that you're working with a publisher to it's not quite published quite yet, but will mm-hmm. it eventually be on Amazon, or how will people be able to get their hands on it?
Yeah, it's going to be on all the major platforms. The publisher, we are working together with distributors, and will be on Kobo and Amazon, on my website, which is ethicalprofitbook.com, mm-hmm. and also on the publisher's website, and in a number of places online, and possibly even in some stores, maybe independent stores around, probably in Canada. We're not sure about mm-hmm. the U.S. just yet. But it will definitely be available for order online.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. That's really a great topic, and something that it's not really thought about that much for small businesses. So this is a great topic for awareness for this particular environmental awareness that we all need to pay attention to. So anyway, mm-hmm. Krista, you've got the next question.
Yeah. So Samantha, getting back to environmentally friendly, ethical, or ethical business practices, what is the most important thing that for entrepreneurs to know if they want to pursue this line of business?
The first thing to know, really, is that you need to really adjust the mindset, because a lot of folks, there's this pervasive myth that being ethical is costly to business, and that has been proven time and time again to not be true. I mean, you just have to look at cases like Enron or the big banks when they had the global financial crisis 10 years ago, back in 2008. These were all caused by really unethical practice. And yes, it's on a bigger scale, but this happens in small businesses as well. So if you think about the way that you are approaching business, if it's not done from a sort of somewhat selfless, altruistic attitude, it can be very costly, and it's something that you might not be able to quantify easily, but it's always down to behaviors, like how quickly do you go through staff? Like, that's extraordinarily expensive to any business. How quickly do you go through inventory? Like, if you have things that are just lying around becoming obsolete or going bad, if you have a product line that's all natural and has no preservatives, but if you're not able to move it quickly, then you're just wasting your product. So it's about thinking about things in a very different way than we have been trained in traditional business practices, and kind of really thinking about ways that you can adjust your current industry to be more innovative, to be more altruistic, to be more giving or focused on what is best for everybody, because in the end, that's the best way to see how trickle-down economics works, because it trickles down through all parts of the business. If you're good for everybody, your customers, you're taking care of your suppliers, you're taking care of your employees, then it will definitely take care of profit. It almost takes care of itself.
That's a very interesting viewpoint. I would think that most people today, including myself, I would have thought that a desire for ethical business practices would be in conflict with a desire for profit. So that's very interesting to hear that's actually not the case. Also, I would think that If a business focuses more on ethical and environmental friendly business practices, it would also have an effect on the morale of their employees. It would increase productivity.
Mm-hmm. Especially with millennials, like this is something that has become more and more important to the younger generation as they enter the workforce. Things that are really important to young people are working in companies that have a mission to really protect the environment and to help social causes if it's related. So for them, it's really critical to help maintain the workforce, because if you're burning through employees, it's a very, very expensive process to do that.
Right, right. Now that's very, very interesting. Xiumin, I think you have the next question.
Yes. That is very interesting, and it makes a lot of sense. And especially, you know, it's not costly. It's not in conflict with profits, making money, and it does increase, you know, the morale, especially of today's workforce generation. It all makes sense, and you kind of mentioned that it's kind of critical as well, especially to the younger generations. Could you expand a little bit more on that? Why is it so critical outside of what you've already mentioned? Why is it so critical to have these practices incorporated in your business? Any other reasons why?
One of the big things that I talk about a lot is that this is a statistically significant portion of businesses who have these kind of practices baked into their very foundation of their business. So if you are environmentally friendly, socially responsible, you are on average more than 30% more profitable than other businesses in your industry. And this is a minimum. You are minimally 30% more profitable than other businesses that you work in the same industry just by being more ethical. And that's a huge amount of money for some people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, where does that, these are studies that have been done, and also what exactly is it that makes this 30% increase in profit happen? Or is it just, you know, a variety of things?
It's a number of things. The main thing it boils down to is, depending on your industry, of course, the environmental piece, where you're, you know, not like wasting electricity. If you're in a manufacturing unit, you're not wasting water, you're not wasting electricity, but you're also creating an environment that's really healthy for your workers. So your workers are not sick, they're more productive, there's less turnover, so they're not leaving, even to get new jobs. There is also, workers is a large part of this number, but there's also the same thing with insurance, because you're being more responsible, so your insurance is lower. This can also come into how your buildings are designed. So if you own a building and you take better care of it, having a longer-term vision, then it's going to cost you less money for renovations or maintenance down the road. It's the same with transportation. If you are more conscious, I think Walmart has done a study around reducing the top speed that their trucks can go, and it saved them some astronomical, ridiculous figure, like several million dollars, because they just drove 2 miles slower on the highway. So it is usually a number of things.
Wow.
30% is made up of 10%, 10%, 10% in different areas, but it has a huge impact when you incorporate this in your entire business. It's why it's really critical to have it throughout the entire business, because it adds up incrementally.
Absolutely. No, 30% is, that's an amazing amount. So that could really make a huge difference. That makes definitely a lot of sense. Wendy.
Yeah. And along those lines, like, how would you advise someone who, like, maybe a coach or like a service provider or someone like that, that has that type of a business, who wants to become more social and environmentally responsible? What advice would you give someone like that?
Well, at first I would congratulate them, because they're already part of the way there. Since they already have usually a heart-centered mission, a lot of coaches are there to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they usually have the social aspect more aligned. So maybe they could also work with a charity or a local nonprofit that's doing good work in the community to help others, lift them up as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe focusing more on the environmental side. So a lot of service providers have a relatively low carbon footprint, But having said that, it's taking that and looking at it critically. So depending on where you live, so in Canada, for example, I live in Ontario, which is a very green province. By comparison, Alberta is not, because a lot of Alberta's electricity is run off of oil and gas, which is, you know, very environmentally destructive. Whereas in Ontario, we have a lot of nuclear and hydropower, which is a little bit more renewable and a little bit less damaging to the environment. So what I do is I actually include the cost of that carbon in my business calculations. And I think, okay, how is it actually affecting the external parts of my, like my business, how's it experienced the external parts of my day-to-day business? So if I'm using transportation, if I'm driving places, or if I'm, you know, got lights on in my house, it's the cost of, you know, the actual electricity that I'm using and the actual gas that I'm using. But then what's the extra pieces? And when you start to look at that, the numbers add up quickly, and you start thinking a little bit differently about your business. Like, are there ways that I can cut this where I'm being more responsible? So if I have electricity that I'm continuously using, can I switch these over to LEDs, which are vastly more energy efficient? And is that, and the break-even point on that becomes a lot quicker when you incorporate this carbon footprint piece, and especially if you live in a place that has, that's very oil and gas heavy, because even though the cost of that is not incorporated directly into your business, you kind of add that in as a preemptive measure. Because eventually carbon tax will become something that is normal. And if you're able to get out in front of it, you're not going to be dragging yourself behind and then having to catch up later, trying to find ways to still stay profitable when your expenses are rising.
Interesting. So I'm sure most people like that, service providers and coaches and like that, aren't really thinking about that much. You know, and nowadays people are starting to go online and using that technology and electricity, and so it should be something that we all should be thinking about, just to be more economical in that way. Really,
it's one of those really weird double-edged swords where becoming online businesses and working from home is really good for the environment. Like, it's really, really good for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you start using more and more online services, it can also be questionable for the environment, depending on the services that you use and how they impact the environment, because however their data and their services are used, that has another impact. So yes, you're not responsible for that company, but a little tiny bit of your work does have an impact because you're using their service. And again, that's where it gets very, very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to just figure out how that is incorporated into your business so that you can be aware of it. And once you're aware of it, you're able to actually do something about it.
Interesting. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the answer. Krista, you've got the next question.
Yes, well, talking about awareness, this is certainly has been an eye-opening discussion for us, and I'm sure for our listeners as well. Can you recommend some resources for those of us who want to become more social, environmentally responsible, and want to learn
more? Yes, thank you. I would love to share I'm actually going to give the listeners a PDF that I've created. It's sort of a summary / introduction to my book, just talking about five major things to do with ethical profit. But then I can also recommend a really good business book that's actually done by the same publisher that I'm talking to, called Greening Your Small Business. It has a lot of really, really good tips for your home office, because that's something that a lot of service providers really are, you know, relevant for. So once they're thinking about how their home office / their businesses can be greener, that's the first real stepping stone to the rest of the business practices that are more ethical and environmentally friendly.
Okay, so Greening Your Small Business is the book, and who's the author?
That is a good question. Let me double check. I did not come prepared for that information. My apologies.
That's okay.
So the publisher that I would recommend, even just browsing through their catalog, is New Society Publishers. This is the publisher that has published this book. It's her by Jennifer Kaplan, Greening Your Small Business.
Okay, Janice Kaplan?
Jennifer, sorry.
Jennifer, okay. Mm-hmm. Kaplan. And New Society Publishers?
Yes, they have their entire publishing firm is built around books that are for businesses on sustainable, environmental, social topics.
Okay, that's very, very interesting. And you mentioned some gifts for our listeners.
Yes, I have.
I think
prepared,
you mentioned a PDF.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I prepared a PDF for people just as an introduction to my book in general, talking about five major ways that profit is impacted when you incorporate ethical practices into your business. And I even mentioned the transportation case that Walmart had included, where it was, and it has the actual numbers in terms of they did this and this was the result. Obviously there's not necessarily going to impact your business exactly, but it's this is the kind of thing where you can start thinking about, okay, well, if this is happening elsewhere, how can I incorporate this same idea into my business? Because the real key of ethical business, or at least sustainable business, is to become more innovative and thinking outside the box in terms of how you are continuing your business practices.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. I'm sure our listeners will appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm happy to spread the word.
So I wonder, Samantha, for someone listening, you know, who wants to get more information specifically about you and your work or wants to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Yeah, they can go to my website. It's ethicalprofitbook.com. Read a bit more about the book and about myself. But they can also reach me on Twitter. My handle is Sam Richardson WP. And I'm also on Facebook at Samantha Richardson Professional. Facebook, Twitter, I'm on there semi-regularly. But if you send me a message through my website, I'll get back to you within a business day.
Awesome,
excellent.
Awesome. We'll definitely put your website on our Facebook page so people can link there directly. So we're kind of reaching towards the end of our show here. Before we end, do you have any kind of parting words, any wrap-up that you can share with us as far as the most important points to take away from our discussion today?
Well, my biggest hope is that people at least start to think about this, because it always starts with a seed, and really the proof is in the pudding. If you do one thing, like just try one thing and see how it adds up over time, because when you think about the little thing that you do, when you start putting in bigger effort or doing bigger pieces of the environmental business practice, it starts paying dividends immediately and perpetually. So they will always be saving you money or making you money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, very, very, yeah. Very valuable information, really.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wendy?
Yeah. So, Samantha, thank you so much for being our guest today. It was a really interesting topic and something that everyone should really know who has their own business. So we really enjoyed our conversation, and we hope that you can come back again with us another time if that sounds good to you.
Absolutely. I would love to come back.
Oh, excellent. Great. We'll set that up right after the show. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Sky's the Limit Radio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, your comments, and feedback on our Facebook page, because we love to hear from you. Or you can visit us at our website at skiesthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good shows we have coming up for you. To listen to recordings of past shows that you might have missed, go to blogtalkradio.com/skiesthelimit. You never know, you might discover that one episode that can make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye. Thanks, Samantha. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye, Samantha.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Samantha.
Bye.